Hello, and welcome to the Bob Edwards Show for Friday, May 28th. Columnist David Broder of the Washington Post is here with his regular Friday analysis of politics. Then I'll talk with writer Dean King about his book, Unbound, A True Story of War, Love, and Survival. It's about the 30 women who were part of the Chinese Communist Army's long march to avoid annihilation by the army of Chiang Kai-shek. The communists recruited peasant women, treated them well, and offered an alternative to a life of bound feet and subservience. And later in the hour, another essay from the 1950s radio series This I Believe, this week featuring the incomparable Broadway lyricist Oscar Hammerstein. And being a man of words, Hammerstein's essay does not disappoint. David Broder, I'd like to continue the conversation we began last week about Rand Paul, the Republican Senate candidate in Kentucky, darling of the Tea Party movement, and probably the only one in America who thinks President Obama is being too tough on British Petroleum. Put yourself in the mind of a Rand Paul voter and tell me what Rand Paul's appeal is.
His appeal is one that he has no connection with the Republican Party or Democratic Party establishment, and two, that his philosophy is simple and appealing. Libertarianism is a wonderfully seductive way of looking at the world, as many wish it would be.
So he is a true libertarian. The government is intrusive and not to be trusted.
That is right. He is a throwback to the ancient idea that where government steps in, individuals lose liberty. And liberty is the chief prize of all.
How about his father, Ron, and the hordes of fans he collected during the 2008 election?
Well, it was an interesting experiment because this is not the first time that we've had a true libertarian espousing the beliefs that father and son Paul have espoused. But it goes back now to Barry Goldwater in 1964, when that manifestation of libertarianism shook the Republican Party to its roots and defeated the then Republican establishment.
So where on the libertarian scale was Barry Goldwater, the five-term Arizona senator in 1964?